Expressions and Formulae, your GCSE Mathematics Podcast Guide. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE course, Expressions and Formulae. This is Topic 2.1, and it's absolutely fundamental to your success in both foundation and higher tier papers. Now, I know algebra can feel a bit abstract at first, but here's the thing. This topic is worth around 60% of your AO1 marks in this section. That means it's all about demonstrating your mathematical knowledge and skills. And the good news? Once you understand the key concepts, you can pick up marks really reliably. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down everything you need to know. What expressions and formulae actually are, how to substitute values, simplify expressions, factorize like a pro, and rearrange formulae. We'll also cover the exam techniques that will help you maximize your marks. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive in. Let's start with the basics. What's the difference between an expression, an equation, a formula, and an identity? This is crucial because examiners love to test whether you understand these distinctions. An expression is simply a mathematical phrase. Think of it like 3x plus 5 or 2a squared minus 7a. There's no equal sign, and you can't solve it. You can only simplify it or substitute values into it. An equation, on the other hand, has an equal sign and can be solved. For example, 3x plus 5 equals 20 is an equation. You can find the value of x. A formula is a rule that shows the relationship between different variables. Think of the area of a rectangle. A equals length times width. You substitute values into formulae to find unknown quantities. And finally, an identity is a statement that's always true no matter what values you substitute. For example, 2 times x plus 3 equals 2x plus 6 is an identity. We use the identity symbol, which looks like three horizontal lines, to show this. Now, let's talk about substitution. This is where you replace letters with numbers. It sounds simple, but there's a trick that catches out so many candidates. Negative numbers. When you substitute a negative number, always put it in brackets. Let me give you an example. If you're asked to find the value of x squared when x equals negative 3, you must write it as negative 3 in brackets squared. That gives you positive 9. If you don't use brackets, your calculator might interpret it as negative 3 squared, which gives negative 9. That's a mark lost right there. Next up, simplifying expressions. This is all about collecting like terms. Like terms have the same letter raised to the same power, so 3x and 5x are like terms and can be added to give 8x. But 3x and 5x squared are not like terms. You can't combine them. Examiners will award you a mark for correctly identifying like terms and another mark for combining them correctly. Expanding brackets is another key skill. When you multiply out brackets, you multiply everything inside by what's outside. So 3 times the quantity x plus 4 becomes 3x plus 12. But watch out for negative signs. If you have negative 3 times the quantity x minus 2, you get negative 3x plus 6. That second term becomes positive because you're multiplying two negatives. This is one of the most common mistakes on exam papers. Now, factorization. This is the reverse of expanding brackets. You're looking for the highest common factor of all the terms, and you take it outside the brackets. For example, 6x plus 9 factorizes to 3 times the quantity 2x plus 3, because 3 is the highest common factor of 6 and 9. At higher tier, you might need to factorize expressions with variables too, like 4a squared minus 8a, which becomes 4a times the quantity m minus 2. Examiners award B1 for partial factorization, so even if you only take out the number and forget the variable, you'll get some credit. Finally, rearranging formulae. This is a higher tier skill, and it's all about making a different letter the subject. The golden rule is, whatever you do to one side, you must do to the other. Think of it like a balance scale. If you want to make the subject of V equals U plus at, you first subtract U from both sides to get V minus U equals at, then divide both sides by A to get T equals V minus U all over A. Examiners award M1 for a correct first step, so even if you make a mistake later, you can still pick up marks. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really boost your marks. First, timing. You should spend approximately 1 minute per mark, so a 6-mark question should take you about 6 to 7 minutes. Don't rush, but don't get stuck either. If you're stuck, move on and come back later. Second, command words. These are so important. Simplify means collect like terms or cancel down. Factorize means put brackets in. Solve means find a value. Show that means you must show every step of your working because the examiner needs to see that you've proved the statement. If the question says, show that 3 times the quantity x plus 2 equals 3x plus 6, you must expand the brackets and write out every step. Don't just write, yes, it does. Third, common pitfalls. Let me give you the top 4 mistakes that lose candidates marks every single year. Number 1, sign errors when expanding brackets with negatives. Always double check your signs. Number 2, trying to solve an expression. If there's no equal sign, you can't solve it. You can only simplify. Number 3, forgetting brackets when substituting negative numbers. We covered this earlier, but it's so important, I'm saying it again. Brackets are your friend. Number 4, not factorizing fully when rearranging formulae. If the letter you're making the subject appears twice, you need to factorize to get it on its own. For example, if you're rearranging A equals BC plus BD to make B the subject, you can't just leave it as A minus BC equals BD. You need to factorize the right-hand side first to get A equals B times the quantity C plus D, then divide by C plus D. Okay, let's test your memory with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What's the difference between an expression and an equation? Answer. An expression has no equal sign. An equation does and can be solved. Question 2. When substituting negative numbers, what must you always do? Answer. Put the number in brackets. Question 3. What does the command word factorize mean? Answer. Take out the highest common factor and put brackets in. Question 4. What's the golden rule when rearranging formulae? Answer. Whatever you do to one side, do to the other. Question 5. What does like terms mean? Answer. Terms with the same letter raised to the same power. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential concepts of expressions and formulae. The difference between expressions, equations, formulae, and identities. How to substitute values safely using brackets for negatives. Simplifying by collecting like terms. Expanding brackets while watching those signs. Factorizing by finding the highest common factor. And rearranging formulae step by step. Remember, this topic is worth a significant chunk of your marks, and it underpins so much of the rest of your GCSE course. Quadratics, simultaneous equations, graphs, they all build on these foundations. My top 3 takeaways for you. 1. Always use brackets for negative numbers. 2. Learn your command words so you know exactly what the question is asking. And 3. Show every step of your working, especially in show that questions. Practice is key. Work through past papers, check the mark schemes, and learn from your mistakes. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. See you next time.